it's the chicks here, Muck and Daisy, coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when, like, I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50, and all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember, yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. Hello, everybody. Say hi to Reagan. Miss Reagan is here. She's here
you
to say hello.
You guys are matchy. Hello, hello.
How's my internet? Is it okay? Does it suck really
hard?
It's
good.
It's great today.
Praise the Lord.
It's great. It was great yesterday in the morning, too.
Was it?
The less moved, the better.
Really? Okay, I have to stay still like a statue. This is what I've heard.
Yeah, you can't move around.
Yeah. Everybody say
anyway,
hi to Reagan.
For newbies, if you haven't met our intern Reagan, that's Reagan right there. So,
hello,
you know, she says hi on Wednesdays. So, hi.
I was going to say next week's my last week. So, I only have this Wednesday, next Wednesday. I know.
What?
Oh,
you're going to have to
like
come
not
back
even
part
time, like not even remote, like once a month or something.
I can always appear on the streamer just for fun. Yeah.
Yes,
I can come
you
back.
Have to.
I will.
Oh my God.
I will.
Do you have a full course load this semester or like what's happening?
Yeah, I have a full course load. And plus we do like half a season. I play softball. We have half a season in the fall. So it's
you're
like 20 games. Yeah. It'll be fun. It's my senior year.
We're going to have to, it's your senior year.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember your senior year, Mock? I remember my senior year. It was good times.
Good times.
Yeah. We're going to have to get you up early on a Wednesday or any morning, really. You could just come and visit us.
Oh yeah. I'm so in.
Okay. All right. We're going to have to do that. Well, you guys, everybody wave. Say hello
everybody
to Reagan.
Wave. Okay. So much is going on, right? So much is going on.
So much.
I thought we could start with Cuomo. Cuomo's crazy ass response to the AG's report about him yesterday. What was it? 170 pages or something?
Yeah.
150 page report?
Of him being a complete skeeve. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's pretty skeevy.
He's a skeeve.
And he also
is responsible for killing a lot of old people.
That
but I think people forget about that. They just forget about it, especially when he's talking about everybody needs to do this and do that. And he's telling everybody what to do about COVID. And I'm like, why am I listening to you? You are responsible for killing old people.
Right.
And you're a skeeve.
And by the way, that's a whole other investigation that's still happening with the federal attorneys. And then, so that's happening. They got to look into this whole, did he misuse his office to get his book up and running? So those two things are still being investigated. And so he obviously got a copy of the report well in advance because he released like an 85 page report of his own. Only 20 some pages of it were actual text in which he responded to each claim there were a couple claims from the women that he didn't touch at all, but then he responded individually by name to some of the women's accusations. But then the bulk of his response was pictures of him hugging and kissing people, of Joe Biden hugging and kissing people, George Bush, Bill Clinton. Like his defense was so freaking weird. We have 25 seconds of it, 23 seconds of it. So you can hear him as he's making the presentation with the slideshow in the background. Here, listen.
I do it with everyone. Black and white, young and old, straight and LGBTQ, powerful people. friends, strangers, people who I meet on the street.
Right. You guys, he does it with everybody.
He does it with everybody. I'm surprised he didn't throw a dog in there. You know, just throw a dog, start going with the dog. Such a weirdo.
And then in the actual report, like, you know, like I said, he said, so not only is it me, look at how Joe Biden hugs and kisses people. And look at how how Nancy Pelosi did it.
Right. George Bush. George Bush. George Bush hugged that one guy that one time. Remember? Mm-hmm. You guys remember that? Yeah. It's not creepy at all. And I'm like, with everybody. Not creepy. Come on.
That was just the strangest thing ever.
A freak. This guy is a freak.
Oh my gosh. We have to talk about nipple rings.
He has nipple rings, you guys.
Yes, he does. He has nipple rings.
It's like
I have an email from Andrea Gonzalez who says, I am so happy to support Mike Lindell. So with the code CHICKS, I bought a dog bed, a mattress topper, two pillows, five pairs of kitten fur slippers. And she said, it is kitten fur because when I first got them, they shed on my black work socks. She says, I ordered a set of towels, a set of sheets. Oh my God, that's a lot. I did not realize how much I had until I just wrote it all down. I was thinking about how Mr. Lindell could use that kitten fur somehow and design a sleeping bag because Mach was saying, I want to have that squeezy kitten fur all over me. I also was camping and I wanted a MyPillow. Oh my God, I could not sleep. My boyfriend was out and I was not. And I was thinking of his commercial on his website where everyone looks awful from lack of sleep. I will bring this up in an email to Mr. Lindell, hoping he will make the sleeping bag. XOXO, Andrea Gonzalez.
That is brilliant. Oh my God. He totally needs to make one of those. And I would see, because camping is not my thing. Like, yeah. I don't camp. That's like the Holiday Inn, you know? But if he made a sleeping bag, I would have one of those and just like when it's cold outside, I would just have one and keep it on my couch, you know?
Can you imagine being snuggled up in a whole sleeping bag worth of kitten fur technology?
Oh, I can imagine.
The squeeziness?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I can imagine. Oh my God. I'm imagining it right now and I feel all good about it.
It feels so good.
So good. Yeah. See, you guys, totally order some stuff at pillow.com.
Do it. Mm-hmm. It's really, really easy. Don't forget, though, that's the code you want to use if you call 800-875-0513 or go to MyPillow.com. Get yourself some squeezy fur kitten fur technology or just spend $39.99. Get yourself a set of six towels. That's their special right now if you use code CHICKS. Speaking of Cuomos, Chris Cuomo last night had his show like normal, did not mention Andrew Cuomo. He led his show with bitching about Governor Ron DeSantis.
I'm surprised it wasn't about Trump. You know, I'm surprised he wasn't complaining about Trump and something that Trump did yesterday. You know what I mean? Because this is what they do. This does not shock me at all. Does this shock you? Does this shock you?
Well, I thought that he would say something like, obviously, there's news about my brother. I will not be covering it because of the conflict of interest. So moving, like, I thought he would at least address the elephant in the room.
Mm-mm. These people are complete and utter joke. This should show everybody what a joke these people are. This isn't news anymore. It's all about what narrative do we want to present to these sheep in the audience? This is what they are. And then we're just going to go ahead and it's like the laser on the wall with the cats. This is exactly what's happening with America. And you know what? So many people are buying it. That's the problem.
Well, they did have the story on a ticker underneath him, but he did not mention it at all. They should not have had him on the air. They should have had somebody else take over his shift, at least the first day.
They should never have him on the air. He's that bad. Yeah. I mean,
wow.
Yeah.
Can you even?
Yeah. I'm surprised he didn't get out there and he was like, look at my guns. Look at how big they are. Huh? That guy.
I'm actually surprised he didn't have Andrew on to like just spend an hour letting him defend himself.
Or just talk about how awesome they are, you know, together as brothers. Because this is what they do. And just have inside jokes the whole time. Because this is, you know.
And talk about Ma.
Uh-huh.
I just, wow. Cannot
this
even
is news.
That
this is
thing.
News now. This is journalism now.
Well, and in the report, they talked about how Chris Cuomo helped draft some of his responses to the initial accusations way back right. when, which is a complete conflict of
and
interest.
Believe me, over the next couple of weeks, he'll start to get a whole lot of backlash from our side of the aisle. But then their side, he'll get a pass. Democrats will give him a pass. I guarantee.
I don't know, man. Biden and Pelosi, all the bigwigs are coming out and saying he needs to resign. Now, will he? I don't know.
But they've been saying that for months based on the two things that have happened to him, based on the whole, you know, listen, he's killed a lot of grannies or he's been responsible for the death of a lot of grannies. And then also, you know, this whole sexual misconduct stuff. People have been saying he needs to step down. He's still there. He's still there. This is the thing. If he were a Republican, he would have been gone a long time ago. That guy would have been gone. He's a disgrace. But the fact that he's a Democrat, it's a completely different set of rules. Again. So they can say stuff all they want. It's all talk and no action. This is how these people are. They can say it because it makes them feel better and look better. And they can like look good, I guess, to their constituents. But it's all talk and no action. I don't believe these people. Whatever. They live by a different set of rules. You know, he's still getting the fancy salary. He's getting all the salary, all the fancy perks. He's still doing the thing. He's still there. Just like Governor Northam is still there. Yeah. You know, it's like these people.
But how does he like how? I don't know how he governs at this point, because even the state legislature has come out and said, yeah, we're going to go ahead and move along with impeachment proceedings. Now, I don't know how that works in New York State, what the process is, if that will actually remove him or if it's just, you know, for show. And it like he gets a little certificate that says I've been impeached and then he just continues to stay there. I don't know. I don't know how it works, but they're even moving forward. And that's a Democrat legislature.
Yeah, and look at all these celebrities and stuff like the Kelly Ripas of the world that had him on their show, and they just fawned all over this guy. What are they like? Crickets now, just crickets. Yeah. You know, it's just another whole. It's another Michael Avenatti story. You know, where these people just go on and on about, and they love these people like the Cuomos, and then all of a sudden they fall from grace. And it's just like, oh, we're just going to pretend that never happened. Really? Okay. Such a Democrat thing, man. These people are just insufferable.
It's so funny, though, because you and Jason Hammer and Rob all are absolutely 100% convinced he will not resign. And
he won't.
And I don't know. Like, I'm still, every time somebody else comes out and says resign, and now that the legislature is moving forward, it just makes me wonder, like, how does he go to work every day and be taken seriously by anyone? Like, everyone's going to be like, really? You can't tell me what to do because look at you. You know what I mean? Like, no one is going to listen to him lead.
I think people do that now, though. But if you listen to him, he's like, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. You're going to have to take me out of here kicking and screaming. There's no way I'm leaving. And he's not.
What in the world?
Yeah, because, I mean, these people have egos the size of, it's crazy. I mean, you can't understand that because you don't have that sort of mentality. It's hard for me to wrap my brain around. I can't. We would never do this. We would never do what he did. So it's hard for us to understand somebody like that. But he is a different kind of human being.
He's a whole other breed.
Right. Right.
God, wow. So I have an email from Tammy Owen that you're going to love. This is awesome. She says, good morning. Even though you have not exaggerated about any of the MyPillow products, I was skeptical about the Chamonix product.
Chamonix.
Since you both look so lovely every morning, I thought I had to try it. I bought the Essentials Collection when the collections were on sale last month. It had everything that you both have raved about. I've been using it for about 3 weeks, and I have to say, wow. I just turned 50 exactly 1 month after Mock. I just turned 52, so I've got you beat by a couple years, FYI. I just turned 50 exactly a week after Mock, or a month after Mock. I've noticed lines under my eyes and forehead. I don't sleep much like Daisy and often feel my eyes are puffy or baggy. Put it all together and What a difference since using GenuCell. Even after I wash my face at the end of the night before putting on the night applications, my face feels so soft. It is really amazing. Again, chicks, you were right. Next up, my Patriot Supply. I may have to ship it to the office, though, because my husband has started commenting on all the packages I've been getting lately.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. It's fantastic stuff. If you guys haven't tried it yet, you can get 50% off or more on a lot of the GenuCell packages now at lovegenucell.com/chicks. I love it. I love their scrubby stuff. It smells amazing.
Crystals. And I love their,
I'm sorry. The
crystals. And I have no idea if I'm even saying that right.
And I love their XB cream, and their serum is to die for. So you have to try it. Try.
I wonder if it's crystals or like crystallize.
I have no idea. I'm not French.
French. But we know how to say Chamonix, and we know how to say GenuCell, and that's the most important thing. So try it, you guys. 50% or more on their packages is kind of amazing. LoveGenuCell.com/chicks.
Chicks.
Okay, Tamira Mensa Stock, who is going to be your new favorite person. This is what the Olympics is supposed to be about, you guys.
Right.
And if all those idiots like Gwen Berry, and all these other clowns that are just jerks about America, they need to take a lesson from Tamira.
I love her so much.
I just can't. How much do you love her?
I love her. Yeah. She's you can tell she was, I think she made a reference. She's a Christian. You can tell.
I think that's right.
I misheard that. So yeah. So she could tell she's a, I just love her.
Okay. Remember how Representative Matt Gaetz had all the drama swirling around him in the last couple of months about, did he pay for sex with an underage girl? Is he a skis?
It was
Gates, going on.
It was Gatesgate.
Right.
Yeah.
Gatesgate.
Gatesgate.
So he's not said a lot, right? Until yesterday, he posted and pinned this tweet to his Twitter account. And the caption, in case that's too small to read, it says, "All will be revealed and exposed, dropping Thursday. Hear my side for the first time." And here's the video that he posted.
Embattled Congressman Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz was one of the very few members in the entire Congress who bothered to stand up against permanent Washington on behalf of his constituents.
Matt Gaetz right now, he's a problem for the Democratic Party, and he can cause a lot of hiccups in passing of laws. So we're going to keep running those stories to keep hurting him.
If you stand for the flag and kneel in prayer, if you want to build America up and not burn her to the ground, then welcome, my fellow patriots. You are in the right place. This is the movement for you.
You ever watch this guy on television? It's like a machine, Matt Gaetz.
I'm a canceled man in some corners of the internet. Many days I'm a marked man in Congress, a wanted man by the deep state. They aren't really coming for me. They're coming for you. I'm just in the way.
So that was a campaign ad, clearly. I don't know how that relates to all the drama, but that is what is on the top of his Twitter feed right now.
Well, I mean, maybe it relates to the drama because he did prelude to the fact that it was like, they're coming for me. There's a lot of that whole underlying tone and the messaging of they're coming for me. They're coming for me. They've been coming for me. I've been telling you over the past however many, you know, months that or, you know, years that I'm a target. I'm a target. Mm-hmm. I'm a target, you know? So I don't know. Maybe that's the messaging here is that they're targeting me. I don't know. Maybe that's what he's saying.
So we're going to find out tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day.
Guess so. Yeah.
I mean, I would love for him to have some sort of incontrovertible proof that says this has been a complete hit job, a complete scam. Here's my evidence. Mic drop. You know what I mean? And just let all these suckers squirm about it.
Yeah, and it would be, listen, I mean, it would be great if that happened. And I wouldn't be at all surprised.
Mm-mm. Same.
I would not be at all surprised if that was the case. Mm-hmm.
So as we mentioned, Joe Biden yesterday in his press conference said, yeah, Cuomo should resign. And then he took questions about other things. And of course, leave it to Ducey to ask the things that nobody else ever bothers to ask. Apparently, at some point in his talk, Biden said something like, when he was talking about COVID, that there's like no mountain is too high to you know, we're going to tackle whatever we need to tackle to fight COVID. And there's nothing like, we won't do.
I feel like there are mountains too high for him.
Well, I loved that Peter Ducey was like, I'm just going to pick up on what you said a moment ago and ask you about that. And so this was the exchange. Here we go. Let me make sure it's rewound.
Policy.
Mr. President, I have a question about something that you just said.
I'm sure you do.
Thank you. You just said there is no wall high enough and no ocean wide enough to protect us from the virus. So what is the thinking behind letting untested and unvaccinated migrants cross the southern border into U.S. cities in record numbers?
There is what we're doing. We have not withdrawn the order that is sometimes critical or criticized, saying that unvaccinated people should be go back across the border. But unaccompanied children is a different story. Because there's that's the most humane thing to do is to test them and to treat them and not send them back alone.
What the hell is he saying?
I don't know. Like, he basically said, we're doing something,
but we're
not doing it with kids. We're testing kids and we're treating kids because that would be mean to send them back. What? That has nothing to do with all the people that you're just shipping off in buses and planes all across the country that have not been tested, you idiot.
Right. He's lying. He's totally lying. He was making that up as he went along. He had no idea what the hell he was talking about. No idea.
And no one pushed him.
No one
pushes him except for Ducey. And then you don't get very far because he just moves on, right?
He just gets a total effing pass. This guy is a joke.
I know.
Unbelievable. And then
have you seen the videos of that guy, the NIH director? So I guess he's probably a direct report of Fauci's, but he's the director of the NIH. And he went on a talk show. I don't remember which one. It doesn't matter. But his name is Francis Collins. And he went on a talk show yesterday and said that parents need to mask up at home with their kids. And this is coming straight from the director of the NIH because kids, especially 12 and under, can't be vaccinated. So parents should be masked up at home. At home. At home.
Yeah. Are you going to come in my house and like force me to do that? Good luck with that. Come
what
at me, bro. This is not going to happen.
And the flu kills all kinds of kids. And we've never acted like this.
It's interesting how the flu didn't, though, as much last year, like in the past year and a half, as it had. Isn't that weird? Isn't it weird? It's so weird. How it hasn't in the past year and a half, how the numbers have gone down. So strange.
It's super weird.
I know people will come at me and go, well, Daisy, it's because everybody's masking up. It's because everybody's washed their hands. It's because everybody's been so diligent about all the other things because of COVID. That's what they'll tell me. Okay. All right.
Okay. But
what about the coding? What about the coding that's happened over the past year and a half? What about the coding with all the everybody coding things as COVID? Okay. I mean, you can listen. You just think what you want to think. It's fine. That's cool. Whatever.
And meantime, there's like real world crazy happening, especially in New York City. De Blasio couldn't have been more excited to announce the fact that if you want to go out to eat in New York City, you have to show proof of vaccination. You got to show your papers, you guys. If you want to eat in a restaurant, you better pony up some paperwork.
I never really liked restaurants anyway.
I love restaurants.
I know you do. I know. That's unfortunate.
And what about the people like the Offspring drummer who got kicked out of the band because he literally cannot get the vaccine? He has whatever that syndrome is. There's a syndrome that he has. And his doctor told him, you are not a good candidate for the vaccine. We do not recommend you get vaccinated because you're going to have all these issues from it. He can't get vaccinated. So he's just not allowed to eat in a restaurant anymore in New York City. What the
Guess
hell?
Guess not. I mean, I guess he just gets takeout all the time, right?
Is that what people are going to? So unfair and discriminatory.
And not only that, but what does that do for the restaurant industry? Because there are going to be so many people that are not going to be able to go to restaurants anymore. So again, they're killing the restaurant industry. They're killing it. So I mean, it's like you could say, "Listen, oh, woe is me for the people." What about the restaurateurs? Again, again with that industry. It's like,
but they are on board. Like they, whoever the restaurant, the New York Restaurant Association is, they're all about it. They're like, yeah, this is great. We just want to stay open.
Are they?
They don't want lockdowns. So they're like, yeah, this is fine because we don't want lockdowns.
I mean, I don't know. You ask a mom and pop restaurateur, like, whether they're really on board with this. And the long-term ramifications are, they're gonna see less and less people coming into their restaurants. Is that what they want? Because in the long term, it's gonna affect their bottom line again. So I mean, they've seen such a downturn in revenue and just business overall. I just don't see how this is good for anybody. I just don't see how when you cut free will off at the knees, how that is good for anybody. Yeah. This is not American, you guys, what we're doing. It's not. It's
like we're unrecognizable at this point.
Right. Read the freaking Constitution. Read our founding documents. Go back and read these things. And our founders are rolling over in their graves going, this is not what we wanted, you guys. Not at all what we wanted.
So you you're guys doing are this wrong.
You're doing it all wrong. It's all wrong. And I mean, these people think they know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing.
They probably feel like they don't have a choice. I'm sure they do, because they're looking at it like, either I comply and get on board with this, or they're going to shut me down for not complying. And so either I have a restaurant with, you know, some 70% capacity, or I have nothing.
Yeah, but it's a slippery slope, right? Because you comply just like they complied before. And then what happens? It's like the goalposts just keep moving and moving and moving. I'm sick of these damn goalposts.
I know.
It's like, you screw you and your goalposts. I mean, everybody needs to just quit complying with this government that keeps moving the goalposts. We're the people. We're the ones who decide this stuff. Everybody, I can't believe we didn't learn this the first time around. It's like, what? People are stupid. people are really stupid.
The mask mandate will make it so that Governor Newsom is still in office and can't be recalled because they're going to screw up our election. They're already talking about sending out mail-out ballots. They're going to do it by mail because they want to make sure that, you know, they don't have a spread of COVID. So this recall election is pretty well borked already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, because nobody learned from the first time how well the mail-in thing worked. It's like, again, with the stupidity of people, you don't learn. We don't learn. Pay attention. No, we don't learn. We're just doing this over and over again. It's and expecting a different result. It's insanity.
Good time.
Let's bring it in. Bring it in, everybody. Everybody have a great Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Is today Wednesday?
Yes. Wednesday.
Everybody have a great Wednesday. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Inflation is going to stick around for years, and we're renaming Asian carp and gypsy moths so people don't get offended. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch Podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news and plenty of laughs, too. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.